correcting yourself.
Yeah,
feel
my
free.
Voice is a bit. I'm on the fringe of a cold, so I'm kind of checking in and out my voice a bit. So I'll just, if it, that happens, I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good. All right. So, counselor, I mean, the story's out that robocalls were made shortly after Counselor Ainslie stepped down from executive committee. If I could just get maybe your initial reaction to hearing what happened.
Well, I saw it on Twitter last night and immediately responded. I was very concerned about what I was reading on Twitter. I mean, we should be encouraging independent thought at City Hall. Debate and disagreement make for good decisions, and we should not be trying to stifle debate. And Councillor Ainslie was, I've been on three committees with him. He's a very constructive member of council, of executive, and of every committee he sits on. So it's just more of the same from this administration. It's a, their one and only leadership style is it threats and intimidation, and they can do bluster, but not much else. So it's very disconcerting for me as a city councillor. I've been out talking to my residents this morning on Yonge Street. People can't believe the story. They're shocked by it. And I think every, you know, if we're threatened as city councillors with robocalls, negative robocall campaigns, every time we speak up on behalf of our constituents or on based on evidence and facts, councillors are going to be very hesitant to do their jobs effectively if they're threatened with this. It's underhanded politics, and it's the farthest thing from transparent and accountable government.
Councillor, you've been through this yourself at a very personal level, having been on executive committee and then having to walk away at a difficult time. I mean, maybe recount for us how your experience relates to this and what Councillor Ainslie is going through right now.
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think I feel so strongly about this issue because of my experience a few months ago. And I did reach out yesterday to Councillor Ainslie during the lunch break at council and spoke with him and said it's everything's going to be fine. It's going to get better. It's a very difficult time for him. He's worried, as I did, he's worked very hard on council and on executive. We all rolled up our sleeves. We contributed. We tried to make for a better city. We tried to massage the Ford's very radical and very contentious and controversial issues. And we've worked very hard. And it's when this kind of thing happens, it's very disconcerting. But this tactic that was used last night in Councillor Ainslie's ward, it's beyond anything I've ever seen. I've worked with mayors my entire adult career, and my entire working career has been working at City Hall. And I have never in my life seen this type of tactic used at a local level.
We spoke to a legal expert who says that the mayor may have broken some rules here by making those robocalls and the way he did it, and that somebody would have to come forward to challenge it. Do you expect that to happen next week at City Hall?
Well, I'm certainly hoping it's going to happen. We've had a lot of feedback already, and this just happened last night. I understand the call originated from a City Hall phone line, 397, and if city resources were used, that's absolutely unacceptable and inappropriate.
And just Councillor Ainslie, I think, alluded to some sort of bullying that happens on executive committee, and that you're kind of pushed around if you are a councillor. You were there on the inside. Are those types of statements valid from that point of view?
Well, certainly there is harassment. I think the administration, this current administration, the Ford administration, thinks the rules don't apply to them. So we've had Ford fests, robocalls. Campaigning isn't allowed until the new year, and that's for a good reason. But they don't seem to care. So I guess these kind of tactics seem to be part and parcel of their administrative style. And this is not what my Toronto or the residents of Toronto feel their Toronto is about. This does not reflect how Toronto wants to see themselves, in not just locally, but also internationally on the international stage. So I think it's very concerning what we're seeing transpire.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because my last question for you is, the last couple of years at City Hall, there's been a lot of public relations stuff that hasn't gone over well. And I think the public themselves have maybe grown a little tired of it, and they're a little skeptical as to how their dollars are being spent. I mean, what do you say to your constituents when things like this happen?
Well, you hear it every time you're out in the ward, no matter what public meeting you're at, you hear about it. There's grave concern across the city. We're hearing a lot of negative feedback about the office of the mayor in Toronto. And people are going to probably address that in 2014, but they want to make sure there's a great candidate that runs against him. I think people are still committed to the fiscal responsibility agenda, and we need to push that forward. But that was in part well done by our councillor Mike Delgrand, who also stepped down from executive out of frustration. So he did a great job on the budget. We saw Councillor Holliday as the head of Labour Relations, and I sat on that committee, do a great job on the Labour Relations negotiations. But yeah, I don't think there's a lot of results out of this current administration. Most of the things that have transpired have been basically handled by other members of executive. So I think the residents of the city are very concerned about what they see unfolding. It's an ongoing saga that never ends, and people are really weary of it.
All right, Councillor Robinson, thanks so much for taking some time for us. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.